And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we pick up our study here in Mark chapter 7, the Gospel of Mark chapter 7, verse number 1. Then came together unto him, unto Jesus, the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with undefiled, that is to say, with unwashen hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? So here, again, the Pharisees and scribes, they're coming to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to find fault with him, looking to find issue, looking to have someone to accuse him. And they see his disciples eat their food without washing their hands before. And the accusation to the Lord is found in verse 5, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And so they challenge the Lord about this. Now, is it good to wash your hands before you eat? Of course, we know that and understand that. Is it good to wash your dishes after you use them? Yes. So you and your family can become very ill if we don't have a measure and a standard of cleanliness about that which we take into our bodies. But see, these folks, and we're going to see this revealed by the Lord here, the Lord is not saying that he's not saying that it's not good or that it's bad to wash your hands and wash your utensils. But what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and others have taken, they take these things that they've received. They say it here to him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders? They have taken these things, even the washing of their hands and the washing of their silverware and plates and cups and such as that, their dinnerware, as being a point of righteousness with God. They believe they've come to a point, they've got this tradition of the elders. There's been in decades or even centuries before, there's been those that have taken, that have said and have written that if you don't do these things, you're not spiritual and you're not going to be aligned with God. That's the reason they refer to it this way, that some in verse 2, when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, they were defiling themselves because they didn't wash their hands, and they went ahead and picked up that food and ate it without washing their hands, and that was a spiritual sin, if you will. It made it to where their fellowship and their righteousness before God was compromised. So that's where they're coming from in it, these Pharisees and certain of the scribes that come to the Lord and look to find fault. Listen to what Jesus answers. In verse 6, he answered and said unto them, Jesus answers them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites. As it is written, The people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. So the Lord rebukes them, calls them hypocrites, and indeed he goes to the scripture of what Isaiah has written and tells them plainly what their state is. He says, you honor me, God speaking, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. See, the whole thing of salvation and relationship with the Lord is indeed from the heart. And that which truly is in the heart, the Lord Jesus makes plain in his gospel in the day of his ministry, and what's recorded in the gospels, is that from the heart, what's in there will proceed forth from it. And so there's talk. They say, the Lord's saying, you have religion. You have this order. You have this tradition. He says in verse 8, for laying aside the commandment of God. What God has commanded, that's laid aside. And they hold to the tradition of men, believing that that makes them right and acceptable before the Lord. And it does not. It does not. Self-righteousness. Good things that we would do, like washing our hands before we eat and washing our silverware and dinnerware and glasses and cups before we would use them again for food and not let them become, infected or things grow on them or that. That they've taken those things and they say that is their righteousness. That makes them accepted before the Lord. And he says, it's not so. This thing is not a thing. This relationship with the Lord is not one of outward only, but it comes from the heart. You do these things, but inside you don't want the Lord. Why? Because the commandment of the Lord is not received. Listen to what he said. Isaiah's prophesied, you honor me with your lips, you honor God with your lips, but your heart is far from me, the Lord says. In vain they do worship me, verse number 7, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So they take the commandments of men, what the elders, what they referred to. Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders? They take what the elders have directed and given and say, and that is the teaching of God, when that's not the case. For laying aside the commandment of God, verse 8, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. So the Lord, he begins to delve into this, that this is a thing of the heart. And what comes out of the heart is manifested in the flesh. Indeed, it's shown forth. And if they would be obedient to the command of the Lord, it would show what would be in the heart. But they are not. They are self-righteous, and they want what a man says rather than what the Lord says. Verse 9, listen to what he says. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So said, I'll give you a fine example. Let's just pull out one example here. How about what the Lord says about honoring of parents? He says, the law is plain. The law that God gave unto Moses is plain about this of honoring of parents. Honor thy father and thy mother, verse 10, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So that's what the Lord says. The parents are to be taken care of by the children. But ye say, here's this tradition of men. Here's this tradition of the elders. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. So these Pharisees and scribes that have come from Jerusalem, they're tore up about the disciples not washing their hands before they eat. They say, you're not being right. You're not following the tradition of the elders. The Lord says, you don't need to be following the tradition of the elders. You need to be following the command of God. Example. What's the Lord say? What's the Father say about taking care of your parents? He says that you're to honor them. You're to honor them. Children are to honor their parents in every way. But what do? You say it is korban. And what that's talking about, if we understand it correctly, is that, let's say a son has parents that he needs to take care of, and there's going to be a labor and there's going to be expense in doing so. He's going to have to put forth some effort and put forth some money to be able to care for his parents. And but they've made a situation. They've made a rule that if he says, I'm going to give what I would use and dedicate that to the Lord, therefore I can't take care of you, mother or father. He says it's a great disgrace, and you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or mother, making the word of God none effect through your tradition. Now that's an interesting statement. Making the word of God of none effect. See, the word of God comes to us, and the Lord tells us his word. He tells us the truth. He tells us what we need to know. He tells us what we should do, how we should follow, what we should believe, how we should pursue and live in this life by his word. But you know what? When you and I, when these men, when we take the word of God and we push it away and we follow our own way, indeed the word of God is of none effect through our tradition or our own wisdom, our own conceit, rather than what following what the Lord says. Understand, the Lord has given us his word, and he's been very free with it. He's been very gracious and merciful in giving us his word. We need to hear it. And not only hear it, we need to believe it. We need to hearken to it. We need to hear it and receive it and believe it and trust our Lord in it. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Then he's going to move on here to his to the people. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, so he says, hey, you all come around here. We got something I want to tell you. Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And so then the Lord Jesus, for the sake of those and for the sake of teaching them, he gathers the people that are there near, and he says, come here, I want to tell you something. If you've heard this back and forth between me and the Pharisees, come here, I want to tell you something. There's nothing from without, like your hands being dirty or your plate being dirty or your fork being dirty. Those things do not sinfully defile a man. They don't defile. What defiles a man are the things that come out of him. Those things that come from the heart defile the man. Can you hear it? Do you believe it? If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.